Is viewing his view remote moment. A truce between Israel and Hamas took hold on Friday after the worst violence in years. But clashes broke out around the mosque in Jerusalem where similar scenes had touched off the conflict. Israel bombardment of Gaza and militant rocket attacks on Israeli towns by Hamas ceased after 11 days under an agreement mediated by Egypt. But the violence in Jerusalem erupted as Cairo prepared to negotiate with both sides on ways to maintain stability. Hong Kong said Friday its suspension of operations at its Taiwan representative office was motivated by Taipei's gross interference in internal affairs, including with its offer to assist, quote, violent protesters. These accusations Taiwan rejected. Tension between Hong Kong's Beijing-backed government and democratically ruled Taiwan has risen since pro-democracy protests erupted in Hong Kong in 2019. And China responded by imposing a sweeping national security law in the city that prompted many activists to leave, some headed for Taiwan. The Spanish Interior Minister said Friday he hoped a diplomatic spat with Morocco over an influx of illegal migrants into Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta would end soon. Morocco had appeared to loosen its border controls with Ceuta for 2 days on Monday, letting thousands of migrants pour in. The move was widely viewed as retaliation for Spain's hosting of Western Sahara's independence leader. And the European Union will invest 1 billion euros to build vaccine manufacturing hubs in Africa, the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said Friday. The move is meant to make Africa more independent when it comes to vaccine production. This is VOA News. The IOC vice president in charge of the postponed Tokyo Olympics said Friday the games would open in just over 2 months, even if the city and other parts of Japan were under a state of emergency because of rising COVID-19 cases. John Coates spoke from Australia in a virtual news conference with Tokyo organizers at the end of 3 days of meetings. He said this would be the case even if local medical experts advised against holding the Olympics. Public opinion in Japan has been running at 60% to 80% against opening the Olympics on July 23rd, depending on how the question is phrased. Coates suggested public opinion might improve as more Japanese get fully vaccinated. That figure is now, though, at about 2%. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is hoping Friday's White House meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden will lead to renewed diplomatic urgency by the U.S. on curbing North Korea's nuclear program. The White House, however, is signaling that it is taking a longer view on one of the most difficult foreign policy challenges Mr. Biden faces. Friday's meeting is only the second in-person foreign leader session for Mr. Biden because of the coronavirus pandemic. Just ahead of it, White House officials said North Korea will be a central focus of the talks. Coordination on vaccine distribution, climate change, and regional security concerns spurred by China are also high on the list. Myanmar's junta-appointed election commission will dissolve Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party, or NLD, because of what it said was fraud in a November election, news outlet Myanmar Now said on Friday, citing a commissioner. Myanmar Now said the decision was made during a meeting with political parties that was boycotted by main parties, including the NLD. A bomb blast killed 6 people on Friday at a pro-Palestinian rally in southwest Pakistan and wounded 13, including the leader of a hardline religious party that organized the event, police said. But there was no immediate claim of responsibility. And the British government vowed on Friday to examine how the BBC was run after a damning inquiry into how the broadcaster got its bombshell 1995 interview with Princess Diana and unprecedented criticism from her son, Prince William. An independent investigation concluded on Thursday that journalist Martin Bashir lied and deceived to persuade Diana to agree to the interview, in which she disclosed intimate details of her failed marriage. Via remote, Laurel Boomen, VOA News.